Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Revelation chapter 21, I'm going to read verses 1 through 7 very quickly. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are faithful and true. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. We hear a lot about what will be in heaven, and I'm glad. What a beautiful, wonderful place it'll be. Heaven's not some Disney palace in a clear blue sky surrounded by puffy white clouds. Heaven is a real place, a planet, just like Earth. Yes, heaven will be more than we humans can even comprehend. A place of mansions and streets of gold, gates of giant pearl, walls of jasper, rivers as pure as glass. It's a place of eternal sunshine, S-O-N, shine, because Jesus will be its light. It will be a place of perfect government because God will be the ruler, and no one who has ever been sinful will violate a law because there will be no violations there. Heaven will be a place that will be greater than any of us could even conceive. It will be a place where we can have fellowship with God as he originally intended. And we'll not only see God, but we'll be able to talk to him face to face. We'll be able to walk and talk with all of our friends and loved ones and heroes of the Bible and people who we don't even know and little ones who have passed before birth or at birth. What a place heaven will be. But heaven's also going to be a place where there's not going to be some things. It's not a place that has all we know today. God very pointedly said that heaven is a place that has some things that will not be there. And I'm going to show you today what will not be in heaven. First of all, there will be no tears or crying in heaven. There's not going to be any hurt feelings. There'll be no hurt emotions. There will not be unmet needs or desires in heaven. There'll be no more physical pain, no diseases like cancer or arthritis or leukemia, no broken bones, no bruises, no emotional pain, no hurt feelings, no Alzheimer's or dementia. You see, heaven's going to be a place where there's no physical pain. Heaven's a place where no people will ever hurt you. There's not going to be children huddled in fear. There's not going to be parents afraid that the government is going to take their children. There's not going to be friends that are worried that they're going to lose friendships over something that is said or done. Heaven is a place where nobody will ever hurt you again. So, there'll be no tears or crying in heaven. Number two, there will be no death there. You say, preacher, no, there will be no death there because there's no sin there. And without sin, there's no need for death. There's going to be no memory of sin. In Revelation chapter 21, verse number 1, it says, for the first earth passed away. That's a term we use when something dies. There'll be no separation by the grave there. There'll be no need for death because there is no sin, and there'll be no aging because sin won't be there. Can you imagine not getting old? There'll be no suffering. There's going to be no goodbyes or see you laters. Heaven is not going to be a place where there's ever a death. Number 3, there'll be no influence of evil or sin there. We see in verse number 8, but the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Oh, that's talking about hell. Heaven is a place where we will have no memory of sin. Let me stop for just a moment and say this. I believe also the only way that we can make it through eternity without crying all the time, I believe that when God wipes the tears away from our eyes in heaven, He will wipe away the memory of those who were not saved. Our friends and loved ones who never trusted Christ, if they die without Christ, we'll have no memory of them. Because I don't think we could make it through eternity knowing that they were burning in hell while we enjoyed ourselves in heaven be still happy. Satan's influence will be gone. Can you imagine no lying there? No politicians, no lawyers. I'm teasing about that, of course, but there will be not one lie spoken. There will not be any lying there because the only politician will be God and He'll rule the universe from there. There's going to be no fear of crime, no doors to lock, no fear of murder or muggings or rape or anything like that. No fear of being caught because nobody will do wrong. No false doctrine or God-haters or unbelievers. Next, there'll be no night there. Jesus will be the light. There'll be no fear of what may be in the dark. No child will have to turn the light on to go to sleep because there's going to be no fear there. No night. No uncertainty of the darkness. Not getting tired and worn out. No sorrow because of what might happen the next day. There'll be no night there. Next, there'll be no economy problems there. No bills to pay. No poverty. No homelessness. No electric bill. No water bill. No insurances to pay. No taxes to pay. No people abusing God's system. No wasted money, no money spent on sin, no house payment or car payment. You're not going to have any bills. You'll have all you want and more than you could ever want. There'll be one more thing not in heaven, but it's not as fun. There's going to be no lost people there. We won't have the opportunity to tell people about Jesus that are lost and get to see them saved. So let's win them while we can. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.